Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I'm calling with a question about vaccine eligibility.
Okay, yes. What is your question?
So I work in the HR department at a local university in Baldwin County, and I saw the announcement that from February 8th that education workers, including support staff, would be included in the next group that would be eligible for vaccines, and just trying to gather information for our employees to let them know if they are eligible. Do they need to provide any type of verification to show that they work in education? How does that work?
Okay, so I do have two websites that should provide that information for you.
Okay.
All right, those websites are cdc.gov. The other one is adph.org. And I do have a phone number where you can call in order to pre-register to receive the vaccination, and I can give you that number also.
Okay.
That number is 855-566-5333.
So 855-566-5333.
That's correct. Once you've called that number, you're able to pre-register with your county health department. And from there, they will give you a phone call letting you know exactly what day and what time to come in once an appointment is available.
Okay. Well, I checked the Alabama Department of Public Health site, and it said that our county isn't accepting appointments.
Okay. What county do you live in?
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
So it says if your county isn't accepting appointments, you would just have to give them your next closest county, and they're able to schedule an appointment with them. Your next closest county, if Baldwin County are no longer accepting appointments, you just give them your next county that you're closest to.
Okay. So you don't know if what type of verification, like do we need to show like an employee ID card in order to show that we're education workers to be able to enter the vaccine?
They have not given us that information. So basically, we're just doing like pre-registration, and then it's like a separate department is handling that part, and I'm not sure of exactly, you know, what they need to see to verify, you know, who you are and your occupation. They didn't give us that information.
Okay.
But once they schedule you an appointment, they let you know at that time, you know, what you need to bring in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help, Beverly. I appreciate
it. Okay. You're welcome. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.